TJ's Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It is a Thursday morning, and joining us from the 36th District, State Senator Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself, my friend?
I'm doing well. I just pulled into Lansing. We're going to sit down and plan the summer. We just finished a session and got the once again got the budget done 8 years in a row on time, balanced without the gimmicks. So I'm excited about that and ready to hit the district and see all 10 counties, 110 townships, 15 cities, and 7 villages.
Wow, you are going to be traveling, aren't you?
I am. It's going to be a great summer, so I'm looking forward to getting out, talking with the residents, and just going to so many great events across it. This weekend, we have the Father's Day weekend, so happy Father's Day to those that are out there.
Yes.
Along with up in Gaylord, they have the air show, which is the largest in the North region. I think they're going to have some aid tents, and it's just an amazing time to get out there with your family and see a great air show. So if you have time to pop over there on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it's definitely, I think, worth a little bit of a drive.
Boy, no doubt. Yep, take Dad and give him a great day for sure.
Absolutely. So, hey, just headed back real quick and talk. We did finish session this week, and so on Tuesday night we finished up around 10 o'clock last Tuesday night, and we're able once again to get a budget done. Less than 1% increase, so substantially less than inflation. It puts $240 per pupil, the largest increase in per pupil funding out to our schools in the region, along with putting $1.3 billion contribution to the Michigan Public Schools employee retirement. Thank you for those that did serve our students for so many years do have a secure retirement, so we continue to pay down that. We also put $58 million into our schools and communities for our school safety, with, again, another $330 million on top of everything else that we've already done for roads. So almost a $5 billion investment total. Wow. Going towards roads. And then this time, paying down debt, I recall when I first started in the legislature, we had, I think, a total of $300 million in the reserve fund. And over the last 8 years, we are now, with this budget, putting will equal $1 billion that we have in the reserve fund. As Michigan's economy does change, we're prepared for our residents and our local communities. Substantial news, along with paying down the debt, the investment in the schools and roads is the largest investment we've made into townships, cities, villages, and counties in revenue sharing. So getting the money back to the local residents and their communities so that investment can be made more locally than just the state. So I'm happy with the budget. I think we've continue to go in the right direction, investing in education, infrastructure, and getting it to the local government versus just the state government. So overall, a good budget for the year.
Boy, no doubt about that. So the budget's out of the way, and as you mentioned, you're going to make plenty of stops in the district, and I would imagine your website probably the best place to go to find out where you're going to be and when.
Absolutely, and the best thing to do is, if you do have an issue, give us a call at 855-347-8036, or my website is www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Well, very good. Well, Jim, have a happy Flag Day today, and for you also, a happy Father's Day on Sunday, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. I hope everybody has a great Father's Day and a safe and happy weekend.